Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 20, text 47. I was good before. Udahrishyan. Varijani Suryotane Kamud Vina Ragya Tu Nirbhaya Loka Yata Dasyun Vina Nripa Udahishyan Varijani Suryotane Kamudvina Ragyatu Nirbhaya Loka Yata Dasyun Vinanripa Udarishyan blossomed abundantly. Varijani, the lotuses. Surya, the sun. Utane, when it had arisen. Kamut, the night blooming Kamut lotus. Vina, except. Ragna, because of the presence of a king. Tu, indeed. Nirbhaya, fearless. Loka, the populous. Yata, as. Dasyun, the thieves. Vina, except for. Nripa, O King. Translation. O King Parikshit, when the autumn sun rose, all the lotus flowers blossomed happily, except the night-blooming Kamut. Just as in the presence of a strong ruler, everyone becomes fearless, except the thieves. Next text. Pura Gramishanatam Pura Gramish Agrayanair Indrayas Chamahotsavai Babo Bupakva Shash Yadvya Kalabhyam Nitaram Hare. Translation and purport. In all the towns and villages held, in all the towns and villages, people held great festivals, performing the Vedic fire sacrifice for honoring and tasting the first grains of the new harvest, along with similar celebrations that followed local custom and tradition. Thus the earth, rich with newly grown grain, and especially beautified by the presence of Krishna and Balaram, shone beautifully as an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Purport. The word Agrayanai refers to a particular authorized Vedic sacrifice, and the word Indriya refers to folk ceremonies that have somewhat worldly objectives. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. During autumn, the fields become filled with ripened grains. At that time, the people become happy over the harvest and observe various ceremonies such as Navana, the offering of new grains to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The new grains are first offered to the deities in various temples and are all invited to take sweet rice made with these new grains. There are other religious ceremonies and methods of worship, particularly in Bengal, where the greatest of all ceremonies is held called Durga Puja. Translation once again. In all the towns and villages, people held great festivals, performing the Vedic fire sacrifice for honoring and tasting the first grains of the new harvest, along with similar celebrations that followed local custom and tradition. Thus, the earth, rich with newly grown grain, and especially beautified by the presence of Krishna and Balaram, shone beautifully as an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Vritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatrubhischa Kritrasindubhivata Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavevi Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuroti Bhacharam Pangum Langai Teginim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Shri Paramada Madhavam Shri Chaitanyishvaram Namo Krishna Shri Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Bhajani Vishishunyavadi Pasitishitarini. It's interesting, these different descriptions really help us understand the parallel world of Krishna consciousness which we aspire for in this field. You've heard many descriptions about how the time schedule on the spiritual plane compared to the material time is a different sphere of events. One moment of spiritual time can be billions of years of sleeping in the Bhagavatam class in material fields. Or, if you're very fortunate, it may be less time than that. But just the blink of an eye of a spiritual is billions of years of the earth standards. We always like to use the analogy, you find some type of bug, even there's one, Jacques Cousteau or something? Maybe it might have been Jacques Cousteau. They did an inspection of the deep bowels of the earth, underwater, of course. And he wasn't skydiving this trip. But he found in this big submarine called the Alvin, which went right into the earth where the lava's coming out and water's coming out. And the temperature of the water was 600 degrees centigrade. I don't think if that would be hot enough for my room to keep certain brahmacharis from bothering me at certain hours of the day. But I won't look over it. But 600 degrees centigrade would mean this whole podium, even this microphone with the interesting battery setup, would just burst into flames. But they found that this little experiment that they were able to extract the water, and there were living organisms, living specimens, which thrived in a 600 degree centigrade environment. 600 degrees. And as soon as it went down to like a normal temperature, what's the, for the human body, was it 98 or something? 106 means death, that the Livinades would die off. See, so for some Livinades, like the human form, you get to 106, you're finished. New material body, you know, finished, next body. But for the Livinades, they die off if it gets down to, you know, below 300 degrees centigrade. People have all these illusions. Is there life on other planets? Well, this life on this planet you haven't even seen, especially in your body. There was a big thing in Korea many years ago about, I remember we were doing Sankirtan there, and they would have these doctors. See, in Korea, especially in the Orient, people like to keep themselves very, very clean. Even they have the different sauna areas, and you know, the residents of the sauna areas would spend, it's in these little I mean, obviously we would frequent, you know, places once in a while after a big day of Sankirtan. And they had these little stools the men would sit on, and they had these towels, and they would clean, you know, the back for like a half an hour. You know, how many angles can you get? You know, they'll get rid of that little wart there, you know, it's been there for so many years, and sand, you know, sand it off. But it's amazing that there's such a concentration of performing a particular yajna, such a sacrifice for something which is only, you know, going to be in existence just for a few days only. So anyways, it's amazing that when we lose focus in terms of how to see Krishna in the events of our life, then we go after such temporary experiences, temporary realities. So here this verse is describing, first of all, the first translation is how actually when they're powerful kings, it's compared to a lotus flower blossoming happily. Because the night blooming kamut, just as in the presence of a strong ruler, everyone becomes fearless except the thieves. So it's interesting, in Vedic culture, when you have powerful Rajarshi or Naradev, one who is studied as God in a human form, because the kings in Vedic times, they would represent the Supreme Lord. So they're very powerful authorities. We see an example of Maharaj Parikshit, how he was such a very powerful king. And even Kali could not make any advances, even to the point that the king was about to kill Kali. And then finally, because he's a great devotee of the Lord, he gave shelter to Kali because he surrendered to the devotee of the Lord. This is the nature of a Matpara devotee of the Lord, that he takes on the mood of the Lord, that acts as one surrenders unto me, I will reward them accordingly. So then, as we well know, that he gave the Kali certain places of shelter in terms of illicit sexual activity, in terms of where there's gold being sold, where there is intoxication, and where there is desire is to make one's body a graveyard. You can eat whatever you want. There's one, I think, Radio Rom. I think in Italy, I think they had a radio program. I remember listening to the cassette years ago as a brahmachari, and I couldn't stop laughing. I think I lost about 2 hours in Sangatan. But it's about Radio Rom, and it talks about, I won't get and speak about in Bhagavatam class, but describes the alternative food facilities and what happens, and you know what different elements are being utilized, and you know, people are slurping and slopping down. Anyways, the king, he gave shelter to Kali because ultimately, without the power of this, without the sanction of the king, there's no way Kali could survive. Couldn't find a crack anywhere. Just like when they have the pyramids, they have these like giant blocks, you know, that are like anywhere between 2 ton to 40 ton big. And they're so designed to put together so explicitly. But then, you know, they don't, people, scientists can't understand how slaves can yank a bunch of, you know, 10,
you know, 40-ton rocks over logs up a hill and then pushed into place. And then it's the seam between the rocks is so perfect. You can't even put your Swiss Army knife in there, you know.
So they, of course, we understand, because the Egyptians, they had some connection with different celestials through the power of mantra. Actually, it's very basic practice. One can levitate very heavy things and make them and move them. Because even the Egyptian pyramids, the quarries were, you know, some distance, not, you know, a kilometer away or something. And in this way, there wasn't any possibility for Kali to make some impression with the presence of the king. But of course, we understood that Krishna had a plan in his overall lila to make some adjustments in the prison house of this world, because it's time ultimately to create facilities where the different residents of Kali Yuga can experience freedom of choice, freedom of just wanting to express their individuality as a misguided jivatma. So we see how, the Lord, He uses His devotees to teach by example. And yad yad acharati shreshta. This is the position of a great soul. So Maharaj Pariksit was cursed to die in 7 days. Within 7 days, he would be actually bitten. And in this way, he would be forced to change bodies. Now, ultimately, we see by his example, he was so focused when he was sitting down by the Ganga. And so many persons came to him. This is the goal of life. This is the paramgatim. Take shelter of this yoga system, that yoga system. No, understand the focus in terms of Brahman conception. This will give you happiness. This will give you peace. But the pure devotee is not Bahushak. His mind is fixed. Ekeha Kuru Nandana. He is fixed. He's waiting for the nectar. So then he simply waited patiently, because he could understand that this arrangement has been given by the Supreme Lord. And ultimately, as Jesus said, that you've given me this cup, shall I not drink it? And, I mean, yes, he was a great, powerful king. He could have immediately nullified the curse given by Nrisimha. Immediately nullified the curse. But he understood there's a higher plan here. This is why when devotees study such examples as Maharaj Pariksit, we develop that quality of tolerance and compassion. And we see situations in a very deep light. That actually, for someone who sees the different situations coming one's way, a devotee will see them as one's sinful reactions to one's sinful deeds. But if one offers one's respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord in a mood of submission and thankfulness, then ultimately his position, his of liberation, it becomes his or her rightful claim. This is the process of devotional service. So we see in the example of the greatest acharyas and greatest authorities that when there is a powerful king, they always teach by example, and they're all submissive to the will of the Lord. This is one reason we can see how Dhritarashtra, he had a great opportunity to satisfy the desires of the Lord. And then what was it? Was it Vidura in the beginning said, look at this Duryodhan, just get rid of him. So many inauspicious symptoms were there that the jackals were howling. I remember that's another story. But it would go into too many tangents. That the power of devotional service will eradicate, will give you a vision, as we often say, not to be to enjoy, but to be enjoyed. And this is every feature of devotional service. One is actually focusing on how to be enjoyed by the Lord. One time when Mataji in Pujari in L.A., and she was asking Srila Prabhupada a question about the deity worship. And she used this term, dressing the deity. And Prabhupada, he actually corrected her. He says, "You are not dressing the deity." What? He said, what is she supposed to think? Says, "Lord Brahma, the four Kamaras, I'm dressing the deity." No, the deity is dressing himself. Think about that one. How the Lord, he's simply using you as an instrument. He's using our cooks as instruments. He's using our distributors as instruments. He's using our different congregational communicators as instruments to do what? To spread his glories. So what's wonderful in this affair, that we see many victories, we see how, as described here, that a natural condition arises. People become fearless when there's a powerful figure there. Even we see in the early days when Srila Prabhupada was here, the early days of the Sankirtan Yajna, wasn't it like 8-10 hours a day in his Harinam Sankirtan? Because at that time they did not have the books. And finally the Bhakti Guided magazine became available. That the devotees were just thinking of just service to Prabhupada. And the stories are just amazing about when Prabhupada's disciple wrote about, I think it was New York City, and they had to take a shower. You had to get 80 devotees in the shower, before Mangal Arati. So if you didn't attend Mangal Arati, you were known as heavy Maya. Maya's about to take you away. But they would have a devotee there with a stopwatch, 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, wet the body and lather and you kicked out, probably some devotees are pulled out, with still a little soap on the side of the head. And those days were like so focused, just service to Prabhupada. And this was like they were like a military group, in a spiritual military, so focused. And if you were going out on Sankirtan, you would find your clothes. Someone would wash the clothing, but you get different clothes every single day. One colored sock, Oh, I didn't get the sock with a hole in it. It's like a big rejoice, And you got the plastic shoes. Of course, the plastic was cheaper than synthetic, yeah. Or the plastic shoes are cheaper than it's like most of the shoes they have. What's the materials? Like a nylon that we use nowadays, it's cheaper. Actually, I remember my first days getting the old Kmart specials. Kmart special wigs, which would have leave a permanent tattoo on your face, especially when you were sweating. And then the synthetic plastic shoes. Well, you guys have it easy nowadays. The plastic shoes, which are really great for different experiences of the feet, Won't say it in class, But those days are really very profound, great austerity. And so the Sankirtan devotees and the temple presidents, and managers, they were seen as, in a mood of a representative of Prabhupada. And there's a very important principle there. But it's interesting. I'm not trying to point to the present day, things have changed, but there's more or less a focus in terms of maybe a little less renunciation. And in the sense of, because there's so many nice facilities there, wonderful, wonderful temple arenas. And I mean, Prabhupada himself said, if we simply had lived under a tree, then how many persons would want to come? So we see, especially in Mayapur, such opulent facility. And so many guests are coming, and especially when we build this temple. that there's a great wonder to see a powerful person, what they can do. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so many things were done. So many amazing preaching. And I was in the Chaitanya Math. We went for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's disappearance day, and I was there. So we got an opportunity. We actually spoke right after Puri Maharaj. Generally in the past, some of the ISKCON sannyasis, maybe one or two could speak, you know. But this, you know, anyway, they were focusing on the preaching yajna being done, and there were, you know, certain magazines were going out, and there's a complete glorification of, you know, like certain type of preaching feats that within the Gaudiya Math. But what we noticed, there wasn't any appreciation of the giant skyscraper next door, you know, in terms of the ISKCON, Mayapur, Chandradoya Mandir. So when I got up to speak, I was speaking about Srila Prabhupada. I was just glorifying Srila Prabhupada. But I would just use Prabhupada. And in their terminology, all they would hear about, they would think about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. So everyone liked it so much. But we're glorifying Srila Bhakti Siddhanta by glorifying Srila Prabhupada. But I'm just saying, there is a sense of when there isn't a full immersion in yajna, which Prabhupada has given us by leaving India and going throughout the world to establish the preaching mission and to empower malechas and yavanas to not only maintain the preaching fortress, but to also increase it. This is, as Prabhupada said, when he was questioned by one reporter in London, what miracles can you perform? And he pointed out, waved his hand over the audience, I have turned all these malechas and yavanas into Vaikuntha personalities. And I think another question, time when Srila Prabhupada was asked by one Indian reporter, that I've taught them a culture which you've rejected. Prabhupada was so expert. And as a result, such a powerful person, the devotees are do anything in service to Srila Prabhupada. Of course, that is present today also. But one thing is for sure, when we have the opportunity of the Vapu, of the pure devotee of the Lord, then it is easier to develop attachment to the mission. Because in the process of Vipralamba Seva, where is that position of separation, it is the topmost spiritual expression of love. But in the beginning stage, we must have that vapu in which we can see the balance as a book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. And we study the book Bhagavat by the mercy of the person Bhagavat. And we study the book Bhagavat, the person Bhagavat, by the mercy of the book Bhagavat. It has to be that balance. But when we have that physical association, then there is some very wonderful realization. But that's when things are tested in so many ways. But Krishna makes the arrangements. So the Lord took Maharaj Parikshit out from our purview in order to have certain realities set in. Take the training wheels off. In other words, everything's going, by the power of the king, everything's going nicely. So we experience, oftentimes, Krishna will take one of his dear devotees away from us. So then we have to readjust our internal clock about surrender to Guru and Krishna. So it's describing here that as a result of the great festivals in the towns of forests, in the second translation, the Vedic fire sacrifice for honoring and tasting the first grains of the new harvest, along with similar celebrations that followed local custom and tradition. Thus the earth, rich with newly grown grain, and especially beautified by the presence of Krishna and Balaram, shone beautifully as an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Mother Bhumi, complete ecstasy, because she was always touched by the lotus feet of the Lord. So as a result, because there was the presence of the Lord, and at that time there was presence of yajna. Yajna sikantana prayaya janti hi samita saha. There was a presence of yajna, then there was complete harmony. It's amazing there, by the presence of Krishna consciousness in the world, we can really see how it is averting. We have so much more work to do, but it is actually averting so many strange catastrophes in the world. Now the big thing is about Bin Laden's, proposed the newest plan, and many people are predicting it's going to be the American Super Bowl will be the next big event, you know, the big Super Bowl. It'll be so they're predicting this is going to be the next, you know, indication. Because he made his point that you will see this. You will see this in every home. The results of this in every home. Everyone's thinking, well, television. And what's the biggest, most televised event is the Super Bowl. At least, I guess, in America. Do they cover that in Australia? They do. Okay, so... And anyways, you have so many glowworm-like personalities, which are being, whether it's them creating the events or orchestrated by government arrangements, that are trying to capture the attention of the people in this world. But when there's yajna, these things are eradicated. Because ultimately, the whole design in this place of where there's a planet of birth and death, that it is totally designed in this way to polarize situations. There's the devotees and there's the demons. This is throughout history. So for the devotees, we take great impetus. I remember right after the 9/11, the devotees were chanting in Tompkins Square Park. And so many people surrounded them. Hundreds of people were surrounding them because the devotees were chanting the names of the Lord, and they had the perfect answers for the situation at hand. Why these things are happening. So it's interesting, when there is some catastrophe, then people become a little attentive towards alternatives. So it's sad that there has to, as we see in this world, the different world wars, or with this loss of life, this is this tendency. But ultimately, Krishna says that mrityu sarvaharastram, well, I'll come in a different form. I'll come in the form of death. So what was that one song? You got to bow down, mister, bow down now. So as devotees, we see that whether it's the hurricane of material attacks or the soft winds of Krishna's loving glance, we see all situations as a perfect arrangement to place on the, what do you call them, Muni, when you go hiking in the Himalayas, they have these spikes they put in their shoes. Crampons. You put the crampons on. You know, because ultimately, the position is that being in the age of Kali, so many embarrassing arrangements happen. So we have to take shelter of the Lord to get prepare ourselves for the mountain tests. So as stated, sadhava hridayam mayam, sadhanam hridayam taham. That actually the Lord, during this test, He manifests Himself in the heart of His devotee. And the devotee is always keeping the Lord in his heart. So there's a mutual relationship of safety, of complete peace for the devotee. Because the Lord makes arrangements within the age of Kali Yuga to make His devotees call out. So then, as describing yesterday, that when we can see such like a battlefield like Kurukshetra, we see the contrast of violence is an underlying the point that by the process of the pure devotional service, you can pass any test and not get any reaction. Because ultimately, this whole the whole material field is designed by the Lord's dreaming capacity. And then He enters His dreams to perform His leelas and pastimes. Amazing, the whole cosmic reality at hand. And within this cosmic world, He has the cosmic police force. In terms of birth, there's death, there's old age and disease, there's different agents which help Him in the police work. funny, in the hospitals, I was talking with Sadananda Krishna, Adipurush Krishna Das, and he was describing, because he's passed the doctor tests as a doctor, then what he does is they give him certain unwanted jobs. And what is the most unwanted job in the medical field? Is dealing with old people. Because they come to you to die, and the body is breaking. There's no hope in sight. And it's a big industry, actually, is old people homes. Especially because now, in the modern culture, right, because people aren't performing yajna, then they want to get away from the family. They want to just, the old so-and-so, just pay a few dollars and throw them in the home and see them once a month like that. But in Vedic culture, the family is kept together. And there's more of a unity because there's a spiritual center. Even we see how Dhritarashtra, his teeth, in old age, his teeth falling out. He was eating, he was given shelter by the Pandavas, eating in the same house of his avowed enemies in a previous situation. But Adipurush was describing how if people just come to die. They just come, and they just, their whole focus is just get a few days left, but it's a great time for preaching. He can actually talk about transmigration of the self. He can actually speak about, well, ultimately this is just a change of events for you, and people have never heard this before. So all of a sudden, doctor means guru. Even the doctors, now they have the cloth. What doctors wear are just like normal, Myers. Mid-level, clothing. You can't wear dungarees, but it's just like, because they want to separate. They don't want the authority. In Australia, there's a real hatred towards authority figures. The beginning of the country, I can see why. How the country began, but there's wild things in any history of any country. We have nothing to throw our chest out about either. But we see how. They don't want these guys with the white suits. I don't know if the guys in the insane asylums wear the white. Oh, actually, there is no insane asylums. Are there in Australia anymore? At least in New Zealand, they let all the crazies out. That was how I started the law of preaching in New Zealand. Devam Rita Swami would fly somewhere around the world and see different people, and I was stuck with the beginning loft days. You'd have all the crazies come, you'd cook, and then you'd. We'd have a nice, talk about discourse, and then we'd have prasadam, and then the crazy would leave, and I'd be sitting there, with a cleanup program, But it was interesting. I would actually go in the early days to save money, because I may have a tendency to spend for electronics. When it comes down to clothing, I keep it very simple. Some of the devotees are doing my cloth, and they notice this, grease marks from my Mayapur bike. Different parts of my cloth, But I would go out to crime converters. No, I'd sometimes go there. There's other places you can get cheap chairs and stuff, old chairs that smell of asphatida, used those for the early loft preaching programs. Those are the early days. I should have taken pictures. I had some pictures. Maybe they're in New Zealand, but the early days, But it's interesting that Krishna. He can actually empower devotees or empower different situations to help them understand its essential point of performing yajna, of performing some type of sacrifice for his pleasure. And we see an example of Srila Prabhupada. He had such an empowered vision to perform yajna, but at the same time, he had the ability to shift gears. Because here it's describing how so many blossoming situations would develop with the earth when there was a performance of Vedic fire sacrifice. And what was the crest jewel of the Vedic sacrifice? The presence of Krishna and the presence of Baladev, who expands himself in so many different fields for the pleasure of his brother, for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord himself. Just amazing scenario. And it's amazing to note that the worship of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, because there's so many temples of Radha Krishna. So then Prabhupada, he wanted to create a unique facility for the worship of Krishna and Balaram. And in this way, he was actually establishing a very powerful field that there are many different relationships available to the devotees of the Lord. And that by having a Krishna Balaram temple, the presiding deities in essence are actually Sri Sri Gauranitai. Because we cannot access Radhe Shyam. We cannot access Krishna Balaram if it isn't the mercy of Nitai Gaur. There's no question. So Prabhupada, when he established Nitai Gaur and Krishna Balaram and Radhe Shyam, he provided all the different facets of the jewel of Krishna consciousness. He gave the supreme power and the most powerful. He gave the most attractive forms of Radha Krishna. And he gave the most the only transcendental gardeners who are distributing these relationships of Krishna Balaram and Radhe Shyam to others. So in this way, we're coming in contact with this word yagna. And in this way, we're seeing actually how we are being placed in that great overall plan of the Lord. And one thing's for sure, that if we do not try in some small way assist the Lord's mission, then, well, someone else will come. And it's nice, I note how in coming here, last time I came here was about a year ago, I mean, apart from this trip, and there were less devotees here. And the same devotees are here, but there are more faces. Some have been jumped over from down under to Australia. And it's wonderful to see that you have things are increasing. So I can imagine when, another year, you're going to have four different lines across, for just greeting the deities. And then we're going to have another floor put in for the upstairs, and then we're going to have a video television outside, like in Mayapur, when we have many people coming through. You get so many thousands of people coming through for Janmashtami. What to speak of the installation of Panchatattva. And you have 15 different TVs from corners of the temple, outside. We can see by Prabhupada's performance of yajna, the Lord is ascended. Advaita Acharya, he was worshipping in Nisringa Shila, and he invoked the presence of the Lord to come down. And he himself said that actually, if the Lord does not come, because as Mahavishnu, he said, I will take up my discus and kill the rogues and ruffians himself. So Advaita Acharya, he was pressuring Lord Chaitanya to descend. And it's amazing. Being in Mayapur is so powerful because by the natural reality of the increase of preaching and by the Lord's plan in this world, Mayapur Dham is becoming more powerful. And I'll never forget that kirtan right after the installation of Panchatattva. That kirtan, but also the convergence at Yoga Pit, where around 5,000 devotees came together. And it was just, it was like the devotees could feel the presence. It's like the Panchatattva. They were there at this most holy place at the very moment. Because when in history have we had so many devotees come together? Especially, of course, in Mahaprabhu's time, that's another thing. But in the last 500 years, so many devotees coming together. And it was like, because when the kirtan parties come together, they give each other garlands. And it's like such, after performing, you'll be doing this muni after 7 days of walking. It's not just nothing like the Vrindavan parikramas, but the 9, 11 days. But it's kind of a group camaraderie and giving garlands to each other and a big kirtan like that. And but even it was the front devotees were actually getting
almost crushed. It was like waves, you know, like two big canals coming together. And I know Guru Maharaj, he was like, you know, it's like almost like they had to put like a whole bodyguard ring, you know, of devotees around, because it's like everyone's getting crushed. Well, it's good to see you, Prabhu. But it was just a powerful experience. And the fact is this, is that in different parts of the world, as we're fulfilling Prabhupada's desires, as we're fulfilling the desires of the Parampara, as we're fulfilling the desires of the Supreme Lord, we're seeing some wonderful steps forward being developed in Krishna consciousness. So here it's describing how the earth becomes very opulent because there is yajna, there's performance of Vedic sacrifice. So we too can see how there's great auspiciousness as this performance of Vedic sacrifice is performed. Individually, we see ourselves making advancement. As Prabhupada gave the example, as you look out the plane windows, you can see the land getting smaller. The material desires are getting smaller. So we're so fortunate that we've been brought here. And whatever situation or service we've been given is perfect and complete. And are willing to live with that service eternally. Because that means we will... darshanadiyo. We will receive the darshan of the Supreme Lord. That is the perfection. So accept your present situation as a very wonderful runway to eternal service. And someday, you never know, as described, Prabhupada says, you should have books day by day by day, you engage at service, and someday that hand that comes out to meet you will be a blue hand. And you say, hey, like that haircut. You know, my name's Bhakta Glenn. You know, where are you from?
Goloka Vrindavan. Do you know who I am?
Balaba! So that awaits anyone who performs this yajna. So we will stop there on that note. Anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Mahama.
One comment about the prasadam in my Bhishma Panchak.
Yes. Yes, Mahamaji, he performed Bhishma Panchak in Mayapur. You, what were they eating, Mahatma?
Very wonderful prasadam.
Oh, wonderful. He came because it's just fruits, roots, nuts. Yeah, basically fruits, roots, and nuts.
Coconuts.
What's that? Coconut, oh yes. Mahatma was thinking, oh no, I'm going to perform some intense tapasya. Of course, there's different levels of the Panchagavya, five foodstuffs, you know, in terms of cow, you know, dung, and, you know, you have your cow urine and other yogurt.
Chiku.
Oh, see, there's different levels, but the 300 devotees perform the yajna of actually, and Mahatma was right in there with the boys, eating mountains of roots and mountains of nuts. And so it's interesting, because actually by performing the Bhishma Panchak, that you get the benefits of the entire Chaturmas. With 5 days. It's kind of our kind of program, you know? Yeah, break all the Ekadasis, flag all that, just 5 days fast and get all... Because Bhima, you know, Bhima was given a special concession that he could make up for all kinds of, you know, bad eating habits, you know? But if I do, all Pandavas, they perform Bhishma Panchak also. But it's interesting to see the brahmacharis, you know, Bengali devotees, they like what's called rice. And to see them fast for 5 days. You ever did Bhishma Panchak? No. You were my poor little guru coolie. You didn't do it? Man. God. Half your life you're missing. You have all devotees performing day after day. But you see, you know, the first day, this is different. Like a Ekadasi. And the next day, it's, oh, this is interesting, you know. And third day, it's kind of like, you know, you see them pawing at their plate. You know, I've got two more days, you know. And, of course, variety of coconuts we brought to kind of spice things up a little bit. But actually, on the fourth day, it looked like they just lost their grandmother, you know.
The Ganga overflooded and took grandma away, you know? Oh no. And on the fifth day, just they're dragging their, you know, dragging their fingers on their plate. Because usually it's a science. If you look down the row of devotees, especially in Mayapur, when you go, you can see at least 200 hands working on the plates. That's right, Muni. You're going to come back a happy camper, you know. You'll be completely electrified. So what happens is that the final day they break the fast. But this year was a great, very crisis. I think we broke it on a Bengali feast. Last year was Italian feast. We had some Italian, didn't we have some? Yeah, we had some Italian preps. But the greatest ecstasy to see little withered monkey soldiers become like, you know, Ram's right hand, you know, from being able to lift a little piece of grain, lifting boulders that day as they utter the prasadam with great glee and jumping around, flapping tails, you know. So it's wonderful, the Bhishma Panchak. So I invite anyone who has the opportunity, it's wonderful. Mahama, he was Melbourne's guinea pig, and he survived it, and look at the smile he's got. So you all come back now, you hear? You know. You had a question also? Yes. You had your hand up.
Yeah. You know, you said like the main reason is the Lord of the Tide. You said in our moment, why we put Radha Krishna in the middle of our site?
In Vrindavan.
Well,
officially, the presiding deity is a Krishna Balaram Mandir. But our point this way, as Gorni Thai's presiding deities, is that there's no access to Krishna Balaram. There's no access to Radhesham unless through Gorni Thai. So, in one sense, you have to approach the Absolute Truth, you have to take shelter of the Absolute Truth, and that's Gorni Thai. And that's our Gaudiya Vaishnava lineage. There is no possibility of accessing Radha Krishna unless it's the mercy of Gorni Thai. So that was, yes, officially Krishna Balaram in that sense are presiding deities, but my point was more or less a philosophical one. Presiding deities of Gorni Thai. And here you can also, no access to Radha Vallabha unless you go through the big boys. And there's lots of small boys around to help you out. No, go ahead. Next question. You had your question? Yeah. No? Okay, Glenn.
I'm just curious about Duryodhana lives that Madhura advised that he be killed at birth like that, whereas Kali was spared by three Shukmaras, so of being part and parcel of him as well. Is it that he sacrificed to the greater good?
Well, Kali surrendered. Please don't kill me. Give me some shelter. Duryodhan was in a situation where the symptoms of inauspiciousness were so, because you know in present age, you know whether that they when there were different actual symptoms, just like you know when the clouds come rolling over, dark clouds, you know, and then the leaves start turning upside down, you gotta run. Especially if you're in Mayapur, especially if you're doing some snorkeling in the Ganga, you're swimming in the Ganga, you know. Time to get out, otherwise it's very dangerous. So in the same way that it was so confirmed that this person was inauspicious for the future of the whole dynasty, the Kuru dynasty, that they just said, take him out. Just take him out now. And but because Yudhrasa was so attached, because it was his first son, then again it was Krishna's plan in that respect. So yes, oftentimes we see how if someone is within the society of Vaishnavas and they start doing some terrible things. Then we tell them to leave. Because what happens is, if you remain within the field of Vaishnavas, aparads are committed. So better the person leave. And we try our best, but
better they leave. In many situations, it is best that someone may leave if they are performing activities which are, I'm talking about, you know, activities that are like giving them a very dark future. So in this way, this is why Vidura could take that tangent. This person is going to create unlimited offenses. It's better that he get cut down while he's got a head start. And did any Maharajis have any questions?
Everyone's in.
Yeah, okay.
Maharaj, actually we say that, sometimes we refer devotees from the West, they are from Malachas and Yavana's background and all that. Like I'm from the Indian background, but still, I don't see any purity or anything or any sort of piety.
You don't see any piety in the Malacha devotees? No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
There's no difference between the people on the West or the people.
Yeah.
Really speaking. So why do we refer like that?
Why do we refer like that?
I mean, there's no
refer.
Refer. I mean, people in India are as ignorant as the people on the West. Because these people are born here, they have their own culture, they're following their own culture.
Well, in India, there's more of a buoyancy of Vedic culture still there. See, in preaching in India, it's like all you have to do is barely scratch the surface, and then, just like, for example, anywhere in India, you chant the Panchatattva mantra and the Hare Krishna mantra before a Bhagavatam class, and everyone's hands are in the air. Especially go to Bangladesh, it's like, it's a whole experience. So, there is a buoyancy of Vedic culture, though there's a very long, strong vision to the West. So there's great piety there. And to take birth in India is a sign of a very pious birth. And shastrically speaking, the closer you come to the holy Dham in your birth site is a degree of level of piety. But in the West, there's no piety. There's no real piety. I mean, if you talk piety in terms of good karma, where the surf's good, the dole's good, and you never have to starve, I mean, that's not the kind of piety we're speaking about. I mean, that may be good karma, but that we're piety means relationship with the Supreme Lord, to get the dole and, ride the surf and come to the Sunday program once a week. No, this is not ultimately. So the point being is that you look at the habits before coming to Krishna consciousness, and it is a capital cesspool experience, really. Now, in Indian culture, there's some parts, there's some areas of India which cow killing is not allowed. So it's a very strict areas. And even the cows can run, freely. The experience this Muni, cows running freely in Delhi, it's just like sleeping on the curb of the car, curb of the, roadway. So the point being is that This term is referring to those with super negative habits, which is generally found in the West. But India has much more piety there and much more culture. And it's interesting to note because those who have Indian bodies, the danger of having an Indian body is this, is that you may take things, you may coast a bit. In other words, due to your great piety, you may coast. Because, great Maya going out and having an unoffered popsicle, it's probably about, But for a Westerner, there's no piety supporting one. So if you don't follow the process, then you're going to fall. Meaning a Westerner, a Malecha and Yavana devotee, coming from the background, Malecha Yavana background, has one advantage, urgency. If you don't follow the process, you cannot maintain. And this is where the mercy of Nitai Gaur come in. Because they're reaching out to the lowest. So what Prabhupada has instilled in so many devotees is this sense of urgency. So Lord Chaitanya provides the intelligence of surrender. But we can't approach intelligent surrender unless we get the bliss which comes through Nitai.
So in that sense, we see how a Westerner has a very good advantage in one respect, because you have a sense of urgency, I must follow. Well, for someone who is born in India, there may be not so much a sense of urgency, but here's the other side of the coin. When they you cultivate persons with such piety and such purity, when they develop that sense of urgency which comes in the service of Guru and Krishna, then topmost devotee. All right, any other points, questions? Yes, Mata. So you say a little louder? I still have some wax in my ears from my. You have to give me some more of that formula to help me. Yeah, go ahead. Say it again. Yes, Krishna describes that actually for one who actually presents this knowledge to my devotee becomes very dear. You see, there's two tracks there. We have our spiritual family, and we have, in terms of a aspirants, spiritual aspirants. As I was saying the other day, the three points. We take shelter of the Nam Seva, Vaishnav Seva, we serve one another, and then Jiva Doya, we give mercy to others. So this is the beauty of Prabhupada's mission. He has combined a balance of a cooperative society, working as a team, work in such a way to be instrumental in parampara, and this society is being empowered, especially the leaders and the communicators are being empowered to enter the material society and give their association. And actually, by giving your association an experience in the higher taste, you appreciate your home society even more. And in this way, it becomes a dynamic affair of bringing persons back home, back to Godhead. That's why it is not the aspiring goal for a Vaishnava or Vaishnavi to go back to Godhead. We want to bring others back home. Don't try and think of saving yourself. So the insurance policy of bringing others home is accomplished. As you make sense within your family, your spiritual family, and you communicate with others outside the family. See, your relationships with the spiritual family help you understand your intimate relationship with the forgetful family. And by serving the forgetful family, you become conscientious of the valuable and dependent relationships that we must work together in the spiritual family. And the holy name is keeping us all together. So in that sense, we can see how as we serve Nitai Gaur in this balanced formula, we come to the platform of being enjoyed by the Lord. And yes, we will go back home, back to Godhead. Not only we will go back home, but we will bring others with us. This is and it's such a wonderful affair of giving pleasure to the Lord in this way. We just want to take advantage of that. All right. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Ajra Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari.